This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
There were a lot of witnesses on the stand on the 28th of April 2023 in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. We're now going to hear the testimony of 911 dispatcher Christina West as she testifies in that case. Let's take a listen.
All right, now that the witness is sworn, I just have a few questions. Have you listened to any of the trial testimony, either in court here at one of the simulcast locations or listened to it online or anywhere else?
No, I have not.
Okay, thank you for that response. Please make verbal responses to any question you're asked and try to avoid talking at the same time as any attorney questioning you so we can keep a clear record. Talk right into that microphone. And with all that in mind, Ms. Blake, you can inquire on direct.
Thank you, Your Honor. Would you please state your name and spell it for the record?
Christina West, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E-W-E-S-T.
Were you employed with the Fremont County Sheriff's Office in 2019?
Yes.
What was your title or position?
I was a dispatcher.
As part of your duties as a dispatcher, do you receive 911 calls?
Yes.
Do you know if those calls are stored somewhere?
Yes, they are.
And I guess I should ask, are they recorded?
Yes.
And then they're stored somewhere?
Yes.
Are you able to access those calls once they're stored?
Yes.
Can you alter a call after it has been recorded and stored?
No.
Do you recall if you were working on October 19th of 2019?
Yes, I was.
What shift were you working?
The morning shift.
Do you recall receiving a call about a deceased individual?
I do.
Who was that call regarding?
Tammy Daybell.
Had you heard Tammy's name prior to that date?
No.
If I were to play the start of an audio recording that's purported to be a copy of that 911 call, do you believe you would be able to recognize your voice on there?
Yes, I would.
And just one moment, Your Honor.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure I had the right exhibit number. Your Honor, this has previously been provided to defense counsel, a copy of this call. I would ask to be able to publish the first portion of it. It states Exhibit 233A. I would ask to be able to publish the first portion for verification purposes.
All right. Any objection to doing that?
No objection.
Very well. You can begin to publish it to authenticate it.
And hearing that, are you able to recognize your voice?
Yes.
And does that appear to be the start of the call from that day?
Yes.
And Your Honor, I would move for the admission of State's Exhibit 233A.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
Exhibit 233A is admitted and can be published in its entirety.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We're at 202 North, 1900 East.
What's going on?
We just found my mom. She's on the ground frozen, or she's stiff, and I don't know.
Are you in Madison County or Fremont County?
Hello, I'm Chad, the husband. She's clearly dead.
Sorry. Okay. Okay, are you in Rexburg, or because your address shows the Rexburg address, but you're in Fremont County?
It's my office.
Okay.
Yeah, she's frozen.
Okay, can I get your name?
Chad.
stay though? Oh, man.
Okay, Chad, I'm going to get somebody up to you right now, okay?
Yeah, the corner where the blinking yellow light is for the red house.
Yes, sir. Red house on the corner.
Yes.
Blinking yellow light.
Right.
Okay. We'll get somebody up to you, okay? I'm so sorry.
Okay.
If you need anything else, you call me back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
And after hearing that call, is that the call in its entirety?
Yes, it is.
And was that a true and accurate depiction of the call that occurred that day?
Yes, it is.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blake. Any cross-examination?
Ms. West, on this 911 call, someone identifying themselves as Chad Daybell asks for an ambulance or a coroner?
I believe he just asked for a coroner.
And do you typically send out an ambulance or just a coroner?
Wait, I want to go back. I don't think he asked for anything. He said that his house was on the corner. I think that's what it was.
Oh.
Sorry. I apologize. No, he did not say anything about an ambulance or a coroner. He said that his house was on the corner.
And I heard that, and I thought he asked for a coroner.
Okay, yes.
So if I misheard that, I'm sorry. He said his house is on the corner.
He said his house was on the corner. He did not ask for an ambulance or a coroner.
And so what did you send out there? Who did you send out there?
I sent my deputies, who, that is our protocol. We initially just send the deputies at that time, and then they advise if they need any other resources.
Okay. So your determination as a 911 dispatcher is not who to send out there. You just send out the police first.
Yes, depending on the call, yes.
And then it's the police who make the determination whether to bring an ambulance or the coroner?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Is there any redirect?
Just briefly, Your Honor. Miss West, on that call, Chad Daybell, I believe, indicates she's clearly dead.
Yes.
She's described as frozen or stiff or cold.
Yes.
Is that information relayed over radio traffic to a deputy?
Yes, it normally is. However, my deputy was sitting in dispatch at the time, so it was just verbally relayed to her.
And then the deputy may have determined whether or not to call out a coroner.
Yes.
There was no indication in the call that life-saving measures were being requested at that time.
Exactly. That is why I did not dispatch out an ambulance.
Thank you, Your Honor. No further questions.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blake. All right. I discussed... let me go ahead and just indicate that'll conclude your testimony. Thank you for appearing this morning.
And we would ask that Ms. West be excused at this time.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
No objection.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
It's amazing the situations that a 911 dispatcher opens themselves up to every time they answer that phone call. Interesting testimony. There's a lot more to come. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of it. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.